Hello, brothers and sisters. I'm Sister Ann Shields, and welcome again to Food for the Journey. Today, I want to do something a little different. The Lord says to us again and again and again, come to me, come to me, all you who labor and are heavily burdened. And we're burdened by all kinds of things. And I would say what I've been trying to say the last week and a half. If you really put your life under the authority of the Lord Jesus, and if you seek every day to do his will, just simply ask him. If you seek every day to do his will, if you fail, if you're seeking it and you get up day after day, and when you fail, you repent, if you do that, you're going to be set free. It really does lead to life. Don't think of this as a, you know, one of those movies where, you know, there's this bolt of lightning from the sky and after that all life is changed. Most of the time, it can work that way, but most of the time it doesn't. Most of the time, God leads us little by little by little into his own heart if we allow ourselves to be led. So we've been talking over the last week or two about the things that hold us back, the decisions that we never quite make, the radical choices in some cases that we need to make, people or recreation that we pursue, or there are all kinds of things that can be very wonderful, but there are others that can lead us right into sin, depending on the kinds of choices we make. So it's imperative that you make choices. But I also want you to know how near God is to you. Come to me, all you who labor and are heavily burdened, and I will give you rest. I will give you rest. The Dominican priest who died some years ago, but he wrote basically a poem, but it's actually a meditation. It's entitled, Come to Me. Come over to me, all you who are restless, and I will teach you how to be quiet, how to leave yourself alone. Come over to me, all you who are anxious. Even if I don't take your anxiety away, I will change it into fresh currency as you turn your cares into greater belief in my caring. Come over to me, all you who are lonely. I was lonely too, could find no place to lay my head. Come over to me, all you who worry what others really think about you. It doesn't matter. They misunderstood me no matter what I did. Come over to me, all you who are always talking and pleading and explaining yourself to others. I know you inside out. I know the worst. So you can come to me without any explanations. Come over to me, all you whose great plans for yourself have failed. You don't know how lucky you are, and others too. Come over to me, all you who can't stand yourselves. Come over to me, all you who can't stand yourselves. I touched lepers, and once I called a man out of a tomb who had been stinking there for 4 days. So come over to me. I can stand just about anything. Come over to me, all you who can't stand other people. I know what is behind their misery. I know the worst in them as I know it in you. And I embrace you both. Come over to me, all you who fret about the past. I was there. I was part of your past. I have forgotten all about it. So be like me and forget your past too. Come over to me, all you who can't live peacefully in the present. Come to me now without reserve. That is the way to live peacefully in the present. Come over to me, all you who fear the future. Do not fear. I am your future. Come to me, all you who labor, all you who are heavily burdened. Come to me. That's what the Lord is asking. He is the one who inspires us. He's the one who gives us the courage to make decisions that put us on a firm path, that take us out of darkness. A lot of us have a lot of darkness. All of us have some darkness. God wants to take us out of it. and bring us into the light and bring us into peace. That's what God wants to do for us. Will we let him? But you can't accept all the values of the world and all the values of the kingdom and think that you can coexist, that both can coexist in you. It can't, brothers and sisters. You have to make some very clear choices for the Lord and for his ways and for the relationships that he would approve of, for the work that you do that he would approve of, that the recreation you have that he would approve of. I really sense an urgency that you make some choices, because when you make them and you begin to live out of them, the presence of God is revealed more and more in you. And that's what brings about conversion. All of us talking about this year of mercy and the new evangelization. Well, first of all, we need to pay attention to ourselves and to make sure we're in a position that God's word can reach others through us. It's not just academic expression. It's not just using our brain to form words. Am I communicating the spirit and the love of Jesus Christ in what I say, what I teach, what I witness to? What are my conversations like with my friends? Am I clearly a disciple or not? What changes do I need to make? God says it to us very, very clearly in today's gospel, Matthew 11, verses 28 to 30. He says, "Come to me, all you who labor and are burdened, and I will give you rest." God's rest is something that most of us haven't really experienced. It's great peace of body, mind, and spirit. God can do that. "Come to me, all you who labor and are burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you." In other words, the way in which you follow the Lord, just as oxen are yoked together so that they go in the same direction, we need to be yoked to Christ so that we follow him and we don't try to go off in our own direction. He says, "Take my yoke upon you. Learn from me. Be yoked to the right things. Be yoked to the gospel of Jesus Christ. Don't be yoked to the things of this world. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am meek and humble of heart, and you will find rest, real rest, genuine rest. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." Why? Because it comes from the source of all truth, beauty, and goodness. Because it comes from the source that has our best interests at heart. That's why it's good and the burden is light. Please, brothers and sisters, take to heart what I'm saying. Come to the Lord. Come to Jesus. Learn to rest in his presence. Learn to rest in his presence. Feel free to ask him for what you think is right and good. But listen, listen to him. Give time of silence, even if you hear nothing. You might sit in silence every prayer time for weeks and nothing happens, seemingly. God is preparing your heart to hear him. Just listen. Give him time. Well, I get distracted. Well, I find myself daydreaming. Fine, just bring yourself back to him. "Lord, I want to sit here in your presence. Anything you want to say to me, I want to hear." Even if it's silent, doesn't mean that God isn't hearing. He's shaping your soul to be more and more attentive to him so that you can learn to hear him in the midst of a crowd as much as you can hear him in silence, because you will learn to know his voice. You'll learn to know the whisper. You'll learn to know the inspiration. You'll learn to know direction when it comes, because it will bring you peace and confidence. Always. Even sometimes joy. God has such great love for you. So come to him. Come to Jesus himself. Learn to rest in his presence. Please, brothers and sisters, There are so many people out there, and I deal with them frequently, so many people who are lonely, so many people seemingly who are lost. They need light in the darkness. And God created you in part to be that light. Anne Voskamp, whose writings I've shared before, her book 1,000 Gifts is worth reading. Anne Voskamp, she says this, God doesn't need us to praise him, but he needs us to praise. What else will keep us from bitterness? Words praising Christ or wrangling to be praised ourselves. This seeping of bitterness, straight spires of blessings. What am I doing? What am I living? Am I living in anger? Am I living in anguish? Am I living in bitterness? Or am I living in a desire to praise him and to see him praised by myself and others? She says, I'm not sure how my life stands, how my inner and outer walls stand, how I make a home. Unless we make it a habit to give thanks, we habitually give our family and our loved ones grief. How true that is. Unless we make Thanksgiving a habit, we habitually give our family and our friends grief. Unless we consistently speak praise of God, we consistently will speak poison. Unless we are intentional about giving God glory throughout the day, our days unintentionally give way to grumbling. It is in praising a Savior in all things that we are saved from discouragement in all things. Brothers and sisters, on one level, God doesn't need our praise and thanksgiving. He's God. But when we give him praise and thanksgiving day in and day out, when we honestly worship him day in and day out, we change. We change. And we bring more beauty into the world. We bring mercy into the world. We bring kindness into the world, generosity into the world. Because when you praise God, when you say to God after you've praised him, Lord, I want to follow you today. Help me to follow you. Help me to be attentive to your voice. That's an act of worship to God because you're giving God what is his due. And when we pray and we praise him and we thank him throughout the day, people put things on index cards and keep them in their pocket. People keep things in their purse and pull them out. Sometimes they read them. Sometimes they memorize them. You fill your day with praise and thanksgiving. You will be amazed at the effect it has on the way you speak to other people, the way you treat other people, the way you think about other people. You will change. Because when we allow God to take over the reins, and God is in charge, but God gave us a free will, and again, he will not violate it. But if we give over our will to God to want to do his will, his way, you will genuinely know great joy and great peace. Make a decision today. God bless you. Brothers and sisters, I have a new booklet on the mercy of God available to you. It is entitled The Mercy of God and the Joy Repentance Brings. I really urge you to read it. You can access it and receive it free by calling 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. The Mercy of God and the Joy Repentance Brings. God bless you.